Bringing us to 7 minutes after 2 o'clock on a very special day, because it is once a year that it is my honor to host from Beaver Creek High School their Jazz One Ensemble. This is in advance of the 18th annual Weekend of Jazz Festival. It gets underway starting next Thursday, runs through Saturday, featuring Victor Wooten, who a longtime presence on these radio airwaves, and National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Dave Liebman. But also are the children of our community, of our Miami Valley, of our Beaver Creek High School, that rise to these occasions as well. And on that note, it is my absolute delight and pleasure to welcome back to Excursions the Director of Bands for Beaver Creek High School, Matt Frost. Hello, Matt. Welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having us. We're so excited to be here again. It's great.
I love to watch you guys set up. I love this, the way you put your music stands in and get everything situated. It's just a wonderful representation of how you function as a group musically. This is the 18th annual Weekend of Jazz. Matt, we've known you for some time. How long have you been with Beaver Creek High School?
It's my fourth year at the high school, but I've been around since the very first Weekend of Jazz as a middle school director then.
Wonderful. So tell me about the people that we're going to hear in this Jazz One Ensemble. You have several, you know, as people are learning their musical craft, you progress through different levels. This is the cream of the cream at Beaver Creek High School.
It is. We've got three jazz bands at the high school this year. It involves probably about 50 kids. And so this is the top 19 of that. And these guys have all done jazz for a while, whether it's most of them started in middle school and have worked their way up to their junior and senior year now.
Well, it's just a delight, and there's some familiar faces and a lot of brand new faces as well. That's kind of the beauty of a high school band, is that people are continually graduating, but then you have the next class coming in.
And you're always nervous about whether or not that next class is going to rise up, but they always somehow do, so it's awesome.
They definitely have. Tell me about... So Friday night, Victor Wooten performs, and Dave Liebman performs. Now, these are world-class purveyors of their craft. How do we? I feel so lucky and fortunate that we're able to bring these people to the Miami Valley. How do these connections get made? And I guess every year that you go on, you create a name and make a mark, and people begin to hear about Weekend of Jazz.
Yeah, we have an amazing team of parents that start planning next year's Weekend of Jazz even right now.
Oh.
And they're making phone calls and contacting folks they know in the business that are able to hook up us with these great performers.
So. It's just wonderful, and that's, of course, how we learn and grow and evolve, is by working together. The weekend includes master classes and opportunities also that people that are that with keen jazz ears, there'll be performances that'll be sort of, I want to say juried, but it's not necessarily a judgment. It's about listening and reinforcing. Tell us about these opportunities for young
during
people.
The day on Saturday, we've got bands from all over the Miami Valley, as far away as University of Cincinnati, that come and spend all day Saturday with us. And there's a team of judges, so to speak, that help them. And then they get a 25-minute clinic with one of the judges after they're done performing. So it's an awesome experience for the kids, and during that day, we've got master classes led by members of Dave Liebman's Big Band, our Saturday night act, and those master classes run through the day. You can see all of that on our website at weekendofjazz.org.
Weekendofjazz.org, notice that. It's not a for-profit enterprise. It is for the good of it enterprise. All this gets underway all 3 days at the Alumni Auditorium, correct, at Beaver Creek High School?
Absolutely.
That's at 2660 Dayton Xenia Road. Again, the Alumni Auditorium. And the events get underway on Thursday at 6 o'clock with the Beaver Creek School's jazz bands beginning. Again, Victor Wooten performs at 8 p.m. on the Friday. And at 8 a.m. on Saturday, that's an early start for some musicians.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, especially after a Friday night show, but it's pretty awesome.
Goes from 8 until 5, and then at 8 o'clock will be the Dave Liebman Big Band. You can find out about tickets online at weekendofjazz.org. That's all one word, weekendofjazz.org. Or we will have an opportunity. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Saturday performance before it's all said and done. But if you would, Director of Bands at Beaver Creek High School, Matt Frost, give us a little bit of your wares. You were going to say something else?
No, we're ready for you when you're ready.
I am so ready for what we're about to receive. Ladies and gentlemen, an honor to welcome back to Excursions the Beaver Creek High School Jazz One Ensemble.
All right, this is Lulu's Left Town by Mark Taylor. One, two, one, two.
It's Lulu, as done by Beaver Creek High School Jazz One Ensemble, the director of bands, Matt Frost. How do you pick your tunes? And we're going to speak to a couple of the children, but tell me, Matt. I mean, that was smoking. Do you come to that?
It's kind of funny. That one, I think, Matt, you suggested that tune, right?
Yeah.
That's the one you suggested. So a lot of the times the kids will find them, find recordings online somewhere, and find things they want to do.
Well, lovely that we have a way to make that real, make the thought of, hey, that would be cool, into what we're doing is cool. What is happening this weekend at Beaver Creek High School is very cool, the 18th Annual Weekend of Jazz Festival. It starts Thursday and runs through Saturday. Find out about all the events and all your opportunities to connect. It's free and open to the public, except for the performances by Victor Wooten and David Liebman, and that's on the Friday and Saturday night, respectively. But free and open to the public, if you're even just curious, what an opportunity to dip your toe in the jazz music waters, and just, what a delight!
Yeah, and you don't really have to be a jazz lover to love great music.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter what genre you prefer. It's like you don't have to really love basketball to see that LeBron James is amazing. You don't
right.
have to understand any of that, but you can experience and enjoy really, really fine work. And when someone is really at the top of their game, it's really cool to see that.
Something well done is a joy to behold. We have one of the players. She's Shelby Rice, standing by. Shelby Rice coming to the microphone, and she's a trombone player. And Shelby, we almost didn't get to hear you practicing your particular music craft.
Yes, you didn't, because I forgot my mouthpiece at the school. But, you know, the Yellow Springs High School took us in and helped us get a mouthpiece just down the road. And, you know, that's part of, you know, what really Weekend of Jazz, I think, is a celebration of. It's not just a celebration of music, but it's a celebration of community, you know? We all listen to each other play when the schools come in. We listen to each other. We talk to each other. We give each other, you know, feedback. And that's part of what makes our community and our festival great.
No doubt. You're right. It's a perfect, just a little tiny, little microcosm of what's great about people in general and about community. Your mother went on a mad mission to go get that, and I'm not surprised that she returned with one. So tell me, how long have you been playing trombone, Shelly? Shelby.
I've been playing for 7 years, and I've been playing in a jazz band for 6.
So. Wow. So how do you pick that instrument? What about that? What about that wonderful sliding sound? What said to you, that's for me?
Well, for me, the reason I picked it was because my brother played it, and I wanted to be better than him. But, you know, yeah, I turned
Motivation
out...
Motivation comes in strange places.
It turned out to be just the right instrument for me, you know, no fingers, nothing, just playing my instrument, just
yeah.
having a good time.
Well, you're sounding good. Shelby Rice, what grade level are you this year?
I'm a senior.
So this is it. This is your last year.
Sure is.
What do you see for yourself? Do you have a dream? Where are you going to land after? I'm assuming you'll continue to study music.
Yes, I'm going to go to Miami University in the fall, and I'm going to hopefully continue on with music there, but I'm going to go into education in the English department.
Wonderful, and to have music in your pocket to do that is mm-hmm. a gift to everybody involved. Shelby Rice, senior at Beaver Creek High School. We got Levi Hancock. He's playing, I have to say, there's something about those major, ginormous saxophones. I want to call it a bass. To me, it seems so big, but it's a baritone playing for us. Baritone sax today, Levi Hancock. Welcome, Levi.
Hi.
What year in school are you?
I'm a junior at the high school right now.
And when did you first come to Beaver Creek High School? And you might not be able to answer this. Beaver Creek High School's music program is so good. Is that because it's a beacon to musicians, or people in Beaver Creek are just naturally musical?
I feel like Beaver Creek in general has done a really good job of, well, taking kids when they're really young and just really developing them so they become great musicians, and then everyone younger than them sees how amazing they are, and then they have that dream of doing what the bigger, older kids are doing. I remember when I was in middle school, I thought it was amazing to watch the high school jazz band, the high school marching band, and just see the amazing things they were doing. And I know that's what got me in band and got me really interested in it, and I think that is what got a lot of people in my grade and the band program really interested in music.
So it's just a part of the culture of the school.
Definitely.
It's wonderful. So for you, baritone sax, if you aren't familiar with the family of saxophones. If you think of like Kenny G plays the soprano, a little tiny little thing plays it out the side of his mouth, who I interviewed once, and he's a super nice guy. So I take back all the sass that I ever gave him. But you think of the family, so this is very small, a la Kenny G. And yours, is yours the biggest? Is there a bass sax?
Yes, there is. I don't believe we've ever used it.
I don't think you
could
carry it.
Yeah, it's quite big. But.
Well, how about this baritone? Do you know how much it weighs?
Oh, I'm not sure. A lot.
A lot. Well, it's beautiful. And how did you know that that was your instrument?
I first tried it out in eighth grade in concert band. I volunteered. They were asking all the saxophones if they wanted to try it out. And I first played on it, and it was like eye-opening to me. Just the sound of it was so fun. And being able to play and feel, I don't know, I just had this adrenaline rush when I first played on it. I wanted to do that in high school.
Yeah, and it almost has, I've heard people say of cello that it has roughly the same range as the human voice, so that's why it's so engaging. It seems like that could be said to be true of the baritone sax as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Junior Levi Hancock on baritone sax with us today. We are featuring the Beaver Creek High School Jazz One Ensemble. It is all in advance of their fabulous Weekend of Jazz Festival. It's this coming Thursday through Saturday, and it is the 18th annual. You can find out more and get tickets at weekendofjazz.org. But truly, it's free and open to the public except for the major performances between these jazz icons that are coming right here to Miami Valley. Thanks to Beaver Creek High School, Victor Wooten on Friday and Dave Liebman on Saturday. Find out more, schedule of events, and how you can get tickets for those featured performers. But just plan to come if you're even at all interested. What a wonderful opportunity to engage. weekendofjazz.org. Director of Bands, Matt Frost, we have another song coming, but not to make you choose a favorite, because it looks like there's the next weekend is rich and full. Is there something that you're particularly looking forward to?
Well, Thursday night, our kids play, and we actually get Victor Wooten's going to be there to work with us.
Ooh.
And it's so much fun to see somebody at that level interact with our kids. It's amazing, and he's such an amazing person. We've had him out once before. He was there. He was with us when Jeff Coffin came and played years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor's such an amazing person, and it's going to be fun to see him work with our kids.
Yeah, he takes an approach that's very holistic to music, and he also includes nature and all of that, and provides this sort of like more full connection of music. I mean, just reminding us in the music in our daily lives. So what a delight. I'm so happy for everyone involved, and super delighted for this weekend. You have another one for us.
Yeah, we've got What You Dealing With. This is the trombone player Wycliffe Gordon, and we've had a lot of fun putting this one together.
Right on. Beaver Creek High School Jazz One Ensemble on Excursions.
One, two, one, two, three. Hey, what you dealing with? What you dealing with?
High School Jazz Ensemble live on these airwaves. They're live among many starting this Thursday night at the Beaver Creek High School there in the Alumni Auditorium. The address is at 2660 Dayton Xenia Road. Again, the events get underway Thursday. They run through Saturday night. Find out more at weekendofjazz.org. How very exciting. I bet it's hard to sleep between now and then.
A little bit. There's too many things to do anyway, so it works out all right.
It's like about all these moving parts. And again, you guys have been planning it since last year. Director of Bands, Matt Frost, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, we thank you for letting us be here. It's so much fun. The kids just love coming here, and it's really fun to be in the studio.
We'll consider this a standing date every March, so just an honor to be able to highlight these young, talented, sparkling-eyed individuals. An absolute delight. A big thanks to our soloists. It was Zach Reich and Casey Newton, Dylan Woodcomb, Matt Jimenez, as well as Brock Hoskins and Caitlin McGee, and this whole amazing ensemble. Thank you so much, and you're kind enough to let us give away a couple of pairs of tickets to the Saturday night.
Yeah, we'd love for some folks that hear this to come out and join us, and we'll come say hi. We'll be there.
Come say hi. We'll take callers 9 and 10, but if you're not either of those two callers, go to weekendofjazz.org and make arrangements to be there. You can find out everything. Matt, what a delight. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Caller number 9 and 10 at 776. No, that's the 800 number. It's 769-1998. My head's all a Twitter with these amazing young musicians. It's 769-1998. We'll take callers 9 and 10. Call me now. That's local 937-769-1998. That's a wrap. Thank you so much.